I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, you're about to get smarter in just a few minutes with Curiosity Daily from Curiosity.com. I'm Cody Goff.
And I'm Ashley Hamer. Today, you'll learn about how we could use DNA to store all of human knowledge for thousands of years. Then we'll test your podcast knowledge with this month's Curiosity Challenge trivia game. You'll also learn about why becoming a parent may help you live longer.
Let's satisfy some curiosity. What do these things have in common? Shakespeare's sonnets? The Universal Declaration of Human Rights, the discography of the English electronic band Massive Attack, and every article on Wikipedia. They've all been stored in DNA. Yeah, you heard that right. It turns out that good old deoxyribonucleic acid can do way more than encode the instructions for life itself. Those long molecules can be used to store all kinds of information. Even a high-def version of the video for OK Go's This Too Shall Pass, which researchers encoded into DNA in 2016. Look, DNA is powerful stuff, but its structure is pretty simple. A few different molecules bond to form the backbone, and the information is encoded using just four molecules: guanine, cytosine, adenine, and thymine. Did I pronounce all those right?
Yeah.
Yes. These are called nucleotides, and scientists keep things simple by calling each one by the first letter in its name, G, C, A, and T. Those nucleotides pair up in a very predictable way. G goes with C, Cody Goff, that's pretty great, and A goes with T. In living things, they're arranged into three-letter sequences called codons, which are instructions that call for a certain protein to be synthesized. The human genome, that's all the biological information that makes a person, contains about 3 billion base pairs. That is a lot of space for data. There are a few different ways that researchers and engineers can use DNA to encode the information they want. In the early days, it was common to use codons to represent letters, numbers, and symbols. Like the codon AGT could stand for the letter B. That works fine for short and simple messages, but storing bigger files is another beast. So these days, things are more complicated. Different research groups use different methods, but almost all of the schemes use insights from genomics, cryptography, and computer science to reliably store massive strings of info. Using DNA to store information that could fit on a hard drive might sound frivolous, but there are a lot of factors that make DNA one of the best possible data storage options. For one, it lasts a long time. Computer memory degrades on the scale of decades, and new technologies replace old ones all the time. DNA, on the other hand, lasts for centuries, and engineers have their eyes on ways they can use organisms to copy DNA and check for errors so that a message could be stored indefinitely. DNA is also very compact. That's no surprise, given that nearly every cell on the human body contains that person's entire genome. A gram of DNA can theoretically store more than a billion gigabytes. And that is a lot of cat videos.
It's time once again for the Curiosity Challenge. Every month, I call up a listener and I put them to the test by asking three questions from stories we ran on Curiosity Daily in the previous month. For this Curiosity Challenge, I talked to Jeb, who lives in Baltimore and has been listening to Curiosity Daily for about 2 years. Play along at home as I test his podcast knowledge. Let's get started. Thanks so much for volunteering to do this. I'm excited to talk to you.
I'm excited for this as well. Thank you.
Yeah, let's do this. Are you ready to do trivia?
Yes and no.
Yeah, nobody's ever ready. It's all right. I'm sure you'll do great.
Thank you.
So, first question. According to a recent episode, researchers recently discovered that Neanderthals probably did something we used to think was uniquely human. What was it? A, they played music. B, they buried their dead, or C, they wore clothes?
It is B, they buried their dead.
That's right. And actually, just fun fact, they also played music and they also wore clothes, according to research. So all of those things, it was actually very hard to find something that Neanderthals didn't do that we do. Like they're just, you know, they're another form of human. So,
yes.
All right. Number two, a recent study found that catnip does something for cats beyond getting them high. What does it do? A, it protects them from mosquitoes. B, it provides essential vitamins. Or C, it makes them attractive to mates.
It is A, it protects them from mosquitoes, specifically around the face parts.
That's right. Yeah, they just rub their little faces in it. And I have seen cats rub their bodies on it too, but I think it's, yeah, just particularly, nobody likes bites on their face, right?
So. No.
All right, two for two, last one. When you hold your breath, your brain gets an alarm message from this part of the body that forces you to inhale. What part of the body is it? A, the lungs, B, the diaphragm, or C, the epiglottis?
Oh, no, I remember this one. I just don't remember which part of it. I was really hoping I could choose the brain. I want to say it's C, the epiglottis.
It is the diaphragm.
Darn.
But you still win. You got 2 out of 3. That's a great score. Congratulations.
Mm. Thank you.
Thank you so much for talking to me. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for this. This was fun.
Sure. 2 out of 3 ain't bad at all. How did you do? If you'd like to play next month, or if you have a question you'd like us to answer on the show, shoot us an email at curiosity@discovery.com or leave us a voicemail at 312-596-5208. And P.S., our voicemail line was down for a little while, so if you tried to reach us and you couldn't, try again. It should be back up and working now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
One popular reason for having kids is to have someone take care of you in your old age. According to research, this is a very solid plan, but not necessarily for the reason you think. It turns out the people who have children actually live longer than people who don't, and those benefits are even greater the older you get. This is good news if you're like me, and you've perhaps recently had to deal with a screaming infant at 3 a.m. and wondered how many years he's taking off your life. Perhaps as recently as this morning. But I digress. Also, I'm being flippant. I love being a dad. Anyway, previous research has shown that adults with children live longer than those without. But researchers from Sweden's Karolinska Institute decided to dig deeper into exactly why this happens. So for a 2017 study, the team used data from Sweden's National Registry to follow nearly 1.5 million men and women born between 1911 and 1925. From their 60th birthday until either their death, their departure from the country, or the end of the study in 2014, whichever came first. The study found that at age 60, fathers had almost 2 years greater life expectancy than men without children. And mothers had a little over a year greater life expectancy than childless women. Once those people reached age 80, the differences were closer to a year for men and 6 months for women. But when it came to the overall risk of dying within a year, the differences were more pronounced the older the study subjects got. When adjusted for educational level and marital status, the difference in death risk between men with and without children went from 0.06% at age 60, so barely any difference, to a full 1.47% at age 90. And the study also found that the benefits of having kids were even greater for unmarried men than for married men. According to the study, this may be because marriage has been shown to help men live longer. So any leg up unmarried men can get will have more of an impact. So the next time you're soothing your baby in the middle of the night or trying to get your teenager to clean his room, take comfort in the fact that you'll probably be rewarded with a longer life. Before we recap what we learned today, here's a sneak peek at what you'll hear next week on Curiosity Daily.
Next week, you'll learn about a new computer model that's gotten us closer to figuring out how humans choose their mates, why engineers created a temporary smart tattoo that emits light, how scientists will know if life ever existed on Mars, a new fossil that's shattered the record for the oldest DNA, and more. Okay, so now let's recap what we learned today. Starting with the fact that researchers are looking to DNA to store human knowledge. Because surprisingly, it can store a lot of data in a small space, and it lasts for hundreds, or maybe even thousands of years. We're already storing things in DNA, but with more research, we could theoretically store more than a billion gigabytes in a single gram of the stuff. Amazing.
You know, you might think GATC, like four molecules, okay, how do we encode that much information? But think about computers. Zeros and ones. How much have we done with just two? I mean, we've got twice the real estate in DNA. Pretty cool stuff.
That's right. And they're coming up with all sorts of more advanced, very complicated ways to make it even easier to program things into GATC, which every time I say GATC, I think of Gattaca immediately.
Gattaca is one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, it's a great one. I should watch it again. And we also learned that statistically, you may live longer if you have kids. A huge study tracking almost 1.5 million people in Sweden found that the benefits were greater as people got older, and it gave a particularly noticeable boost to unmarried men.
Can I see real quick, by the way, that I wanted to run this story because, like, it really does feel, I'm only 6 months into this. Like, I'm not an experienced parent. And sometimes it really does feel like, oh my gosh, this is going to kill me. Like, there's so many things that you do. So it's really meant to kind of just be a nice little pick-me-up for parents maybe going through tough times. And but having said that, I want to like recognize that a lot of people can't have kids for a lot of reasons or don't want to have kids. But you know what? You can also live a really long time. And there are a lot of things you can do to do that. You can exercise, you can take care of yourself, you can eat healthy. So don't feel left out. You know, there's a lot of ways to take care of yourself, live a nice, long, happy life. There's no one way to live, you know, your best life or whatever. So follow your dreams, follow your heart.
Yeah, but when you're surviving on a few hours sleep with a baby that hasn't learned to walk yet, I think it's probably nice to hear this, that, yeah, it's actually pretty good for you to be a parent.
Mm-hmm. That said, you want to babysit for me next weekend?
I mean, yes, yes. But I feel like we're in a pandemic and you probably don't want me over there. But someday, yes.
We'll get some vaccines soon. Regroup. Today's stories were written by Grant Curran and Ashley Hamer and edited by Ashley Hamer, who's the managing editor for Curiosity Daily.
Script writing was by Cody Goff and Sonia Hodgen. Today's episode was produced and edited by Cody Goff.
Have a great weekend. Maybe watch Gattaca. I actually own it on DVD, Ashley, so I can lend you a physical media copy.
Pandemic. Still in a pandemic.
All right, never mind. Well, whatever. Fine. Stream it. I don't care. Just, you know, check it out if you got nothing else to do. And join us again Monday to learn something new in just a few minutes.
And until then, stay curious.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.